The two readings today are great examples of contrast. The first readings highlight how hard-headed and how doubtful the people of Israel was. They saw all the miracles, all the things that the Lord had done for them, but yet they were fearful. Even when they were affirmed by Caleb that the Lord is with them, they were still fearful, and they allowed their fear to eat them alive and make them distrust in God. Even though they have seen His greatness, His love, His mercy, His compassion, His faithfulness, and what He had done for them, that led them out of Egypt, led them through the Red Sea, and led them into the Promised Land. They doubted in Him, they distrust Him, and they allowed the fears of this world to overcome them. But yet in the gospel reading, we hear of this Canaanite woman, someone who is not deep in the history of salvation or have a high understanding of theology or a deeper understanding of what it means to believe in the God of salvation, the God of Scripture, but how great and wonderful and personal her faith was. So therefore, let us ask ourselves, what type of believers are we? Are we the one who have gone through catechism, has seen what God had done, but we are so hard-headed and so filled with the things of this world that we doubt in God or question God or only use God at at the backup plan or an insurance plan for us? Or will we be someone who is simple, but yet genuine and deep in our belief for Him and of Him or not? My brothers and sisters, we have this choice. We have seen what the good Lord hath done in our life. We have seen what He hath done in salvation. It's up to us to choose to believe Him or not. Which one will we? Which one will we be, my brothers and sisters? This is the question we need to ask each and every day, and especially when things get hard. Will we believe in the good Lord? Will we give ourselves totally and completely to Him? Or will we let the things of this world speak for us and let us lose hope in Him? We have a choice. And we need to make this choice each and every day, especially when it gets hard. Which one are we?